It's Monday, December 13th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Let's talk Log4Shell, which hit over the weekend. AWS tells us what happened with that outage, and O'Reilly asked about cloud adoption. This is the Business of Tech. The headline today is the announcement of vulnerabilities in the Apache Log4j Java-based logging platform, which is used to access web servers and application logs. Nicknamed Log4Shell, there are active exploits in the wild of malware. With a severity score of 10 out of 10, the Open Source Apache Software Foundation developed the library and is a critical Java logging framework. Both patches and mitigation techniques are available. Any device exposed to the internet is at risk if it's running Apache Log4j versions 2.0 to 2.14.1. NCSC notes that Log4j version 2, the affected version, is included in Apache Struts 2, Solr, Druid, Flink, and Swift frameworks. With the basics out of the way, let's focus on some of the other business-related details of the exploit. IT News reports how the maintainers of the Java Log4JS project had only three sponsors, despite the software being a crucial part of large companies' commercial products and enterprise applications. They're now reporting 58 mostly individual sponsors for the project, despite usage from companies like Apple, Microsoft, Steam, Twitter, Baidu, and Cloudflare. CompTIA has made its ISO forum thread available for free to the public due to the nature of this issue. Now, why do we care? This is one of those stories both important to highlight, but nothing new. For end users, this is make sure you're patched. For IT providers, it's roll out patches and ensure mitigation is implemented. And for vendors, it's get your patch out. It's incredibly newsworthy, but not noteworthy, as the playbook is not different. Go forth and run the playbook, because it's time. So giving this some interesting thought, the IT News article offers an expert opinion that, quote, maintainers should become professionalized, sending big companies suitably large invoices for their work, as this is a model that enterprises understand, unlike donation-based funding. As organizations consider the supply chain broadly, if your multi-million dollar revenue stream is dependent on a couple of volunteers on the internet, maybe that's a risk you should be factoring in, huh? Something to ponder on this chain. And while we're on internet stopping issues, Amazon Web Services has explained what happened with their recent outage. An automated process in the Northern Virginia, U.S. East 1 region caused the problem. An automated activity to scale capacity of one of the AWS services hosted in the main AWS network triggered an unexpected behavior from a large number of clients inside the internal network, Amazon's report says. This resulted in a large surge of connection activity that overwhelmed the networking devices between the internal network and the main AWS network, resulting in delays for communication between these networks. According to the report, this issue even impacted Amazon's ability to see what exactly was wrong with the system. It prevented the company's operations team from using the real-time monitoring system and internal controls they typically rely on, explaining why the outage took so long to fix. Why do we care? I'm pondering a question about monitoring technologies related to Log4Shell, and so this after report from AWS was very timely. Who monitors the monitor? This is precisely what happened to Amazon. Their monitoring systems relied on the systems being monitored. So when there was a problem, blindness. The takeaway is that design element. Maybe monitoring should be its own thing, and perhaps read-only. So looking forward, O'Reilly's 2021 Cloud Adoption Survey gives some directional data. 90% of respondents report that their organizations use cloud computing, up from 88% last year. Further, almost half at 48% say they plan to migrate 50% or more of their applications to the cloud in the coming year, with 20% planning to migrate all applications. Among all respondents, 47% say their organizations are pursuing a cloud-first strategy, with 30% already cloud-native, with applications built to run in a scalable cloud environment. Another 37% plan to be cloud native within 3 or more years. Only 5% are engaged in cloud repatriation, by bringing those cloud services back in-house. Why do we care? Gartner says that'll be 95% by 2025, so the math is adding up. This is another data point on the trend. Not groundbreaking, but it links very clearly the prediction. It's an obvious direction that does not seem to have all the implications being addressed in many ways. Did you know that the average MSP spends 10 hours manually inputting accounting data each week? That time is 120 prospect calls, a month's worth of the business of tech, or building an entire Lego Death Star. Gazinta Mobius can make your life easier through accounting automation. Automatic sync of invoices, expenses, and inventory from ConnectWise Manage into QuickBooks Online in just a single click of a button. With onboarding direct support and regular feature releases, Gazinta is a family-owned company dedicated to making software suck a little less each day. Visit them at gazinta.com. That's G-O-Z-Y-N-T-A.com. Thanks for listening. I'm working on those 2022 predictions, which will come out in the week between Christmas and New Year's. If you've got something to think about, hit me up on social. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.